friends.
Hi, is Dave available?
Speaking.
Hey, Dave, this is Brendan from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, so real quick, I just need 30 seconds. I work for a business bank, and we do equipment financing and working capital. We had sent out an offer for some financing, so I just kind of want to check in and see what you had planned this quarter.
Right now, I don't have anything planned.
Okay, is there a particular time of year maybe that you sort of reevaluate things?
Right now, I don't know of anything going on right now.
No? Okay. Is there, you want me to check back in with you a certain time of year?
I mean, you can, maybe next year or something. Like, most of my equipment now is leased through the manufacturer right now.
Okay, I gotcha.
I'm into so much digital now, I don't want to buy this stuff anymore.
Oh, okay. Is that sort of like the route everything's taking?
And the higher end digital printers, yeah. Yeah, you don't even want to own them because they change way too fast. And after you own them, they keep on whacking the service contract up on you, so it doesn't make sense.
Okay, so you just kind of continue to lease them as a newer version comes out?
Yes. Can you hang on 1 second, please?
Yeah.
Subscription, you can give them those tickets too that you cut down. I got them on the table right by the you okay? Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. So yeah, they sounds like they're just, you kind of just keep up with them as they come out. Is there a particular...
Yeah, right now that's what I've been doing, you know, because I own a couple of them, and I'm at the point right now where I don't want to keep the service contract on because of the age of the machine. They're starting to whack me harder than if I bought a brand new machine, you know?
That's frustrating.
You got a vicious cycle going, put it that way.
Right. Damn, that's painful.
And we're not buying the offset and binder equipment like we used to, so... Yeah, I mean, if I need some binder equipment, I will buy, you know, so if I got something like that coming up. So if you want to check with me next year, we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, and so with the leasing, though, you do that directly through the
that
equipment.
One there, what kind of rate do you have on the leasing? The only thing I might be looking at is some mailing equipment. That's about it.
Mailing equipment? So with our equipment financing, it's I can't give you a solid rate just because I won't know until I have your application, and then I don't want to give you a wrong number. Sorry, where was I going with that? With equipment financing, we typically do like month-long terms, and I could get you a rate in about 24 hours. Like I said, I don't want to tell you anything right now, because I'd be wrong.
I know you need my credit report and all that stuff.
Right, yeah. So what we...
Well, I mean, if you want to email me some information, I'll keep it on file here. If I plan to make a move, I'll give you a call. How's that?
Okay, yeah. If you have a minute, though, just a little follow-up on the... You said it was a mailing piece of equipment?
Yeah, it'll be some mailing equipment. That's the only thing that I would be thinking about buying right now.
Okay, do you have like an idea of when you'd be looking to add that?
I don't right now.
No? Okay. Here, I can send you over the sort of our application process and a little bit more information on our equipment financing program. Is there a good email?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Yes. MC Buffalo, INSTY.
Yeah.
BUFFALO
.com. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I can send this out to you. Do you want me to follow up with you tomorrow, see if you have any questions about it?
Not tomorrow. I mean, you could probably wait a few months because I'm not going to pull the trigger right now.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, well, yeah, if you don't...
This is the year, and I'm going to see how I do here.
Okay, since you've mentioned it's the end of your fiscal year, are you familiar with Section 179?
Yeah, I am.
Taking advantage of the tax write-off for equipment?
Yeah.
Okay, just because you mentioned you were looking to take on that a mailing equipment, so it might be like the perfect timing if you haven't totally utilized your write-off.
Mm-hmm.
You still thinking at the beginning of next year, though?
Yeah, probably. I'm probably not going to do it this year here.
All right, well... Just one more thing, if I could add, because our application process is so short and easy, and it's free, and it doesn't harm your credit. What I recommend to people is just to apply, and then that way you can be approved, and you know your rate. And then when the time comes, and you're actually ready to buy that equipment, you sort of already know what our rate is, and it lets you shop with confidence. Because the offer will stand for 90 days, so you don't even have to take it if you don't want to. But at least you know you already have that rate.
Okay, let me send it over. I'll tell
you. Yeah, that's just something to think about.
Okay.
Well, yeah, thanks for your time. I'll send you this right now.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Bye-bye.